During the Easter season, it's pretty cool to be walking both through Acts of the Apostles and the Gospel according to John. Really, you could preach all day with these books in very powerful ways. Acts of the Apostles is kind of the history of the beginning of our Catholic Church. And then according to John, the evangelist, really the deepest spiritual theology in the Gospels. You know, and so first I think it's a good news for us, because in this Gospel, or in this reading, in the Acts of the Apostles, Peter had this transmission, or just this image, and in a quick way to say it, Peter could then eat bacon of what he was listening. You know, and for me, I always kind of like to add that in my own mind of what this passage was. We can have bacon. Really, the image was, of course, kind of what I've been preaching yesterday and recently, how, you know, what Jesus is talking about, the physical versus the spiritual, that Peter was seeing this image that he was told, "Eat this, Peter." And he said, "No, sir, I have been purified in my mouth my whole life." And then at the end, you know, "What God has made clean, you are not called profane. He's seeing, yes, on the level of the physical world, of the law of diet and food for the Jewish people. But not only that, he's saying the Gentiles are not profane. You must be purified with them." So again, how important it is for us to hear God has then granted life-giving repentance to the Gentiles too. Again, that's us. And then listening to the Gospel in the 10th chapter, so we heard a little after it yesterday at Mass about the Good Shepherd. And another powerful image that Jesus said, you know, beyond the door and the gate and the shepherd, what I talked about yesterday about the wolf, the evil. And Jesus said at the end of our pericope today, "A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." That war that Jesus won, to know that he came to save us. So in both powerful readings, one, you know, all of us are Jewish, are not Jewish, we're Gentiles, and here we have Jesus to give us a new church and to face evil itself for each of us. So if you have good time to listening to the readings, because they are so deep in John and the Acts of the Apostles, you know, to prepare before Mass or after, and kind of chew on some of the good food that is coming to you with the Word of the Lord. Because it's way too, we don't have enough time to listen and preach and talk about these readings in a special way.